Chicago is set in the 20s during the Prohibition era. Renee Zellweger plays Roxy Hart, who dreams of singing and dancing her way out of poverty into stardom. She's cheating on her husband with a man who says he has contacts and can pull strings to get her booked into a nightclub. When she finds out he's lying, she shoots him. In prison, she meets Velma Kelly, a nightclub star who found her husband cheating on her with her sister, so she shot them both. Velma is played by Catherine Zeta-Jones. Richard Gere plays the slick lawyer who turns Roxy's case into a media circus. In the scene where Roxy first lands in jail, the women prisoners explain why they've killed their husbands and lovers in a song and dance called the Cell Block Tango. I asked Rob Marshall to compare his choreography for the Cell Block Tango with Bob Fosse's, who did the original 1975 Broadway production.
You know, on stage originally, Bob Fosse did it with these wonderful jail bars that they each had their own set of jail bars, and they would move around the stage in wonderful patterns and stomp the jail bars on the floor and so forth. And I wanted to try something completely different, so I came up with the idea of having them actually tango with their victims. And so I brought men into the piece, and so that they could sort of throw them around and be abusive to the men that had abused them. And so that whole idea, by bringing the men into it, led me down a completely different path. I could actually do a tango, and so I didn't feel like I had to follow in the footsteps of the original concept of the number. So I tried to, with each number, reconceive the number. So I, you know, didn't find myself, you know, having this ghost of Fosse over me.
Why don't we hear a little bit of the song He Had It Coming, in which the women who killed their husbands or lovers are explaining why they did it.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd fix him a drink, we'd have dinner. And then I found out. Single, he told me. Single my ass. Not only was he married, oh no, he had 6 wives. One of those Mormons, you know? So that night when he came home from work, I fixed him his drink, as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming,
standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner, minding my own business. In storms my husband will.
That's the Cell Block Tango, He Had It Coming, from Chicago. My guest is the director and choreographer of the new film adaptation, Rob Marshall. Your choreography for the sequence is very, it's, you know, it's a tango, and there's something very, you know, almost sadomasochistic about the way it's choreographed, and also in the way that everybody is dressed. How intentional is that? I mean, what kind of look are you going for there?
Well, I had this incredible costume designer, Colleen Atwood, who had a real, amazing skills, has amazing skills as a designer, has done most of the Tim Burton films, and has a wild imagination and such taste. And, you know, obviously she had to, you know, design in 2 different worlds. One was our vaudeville world, one was our real world. And the vaudeville world, you know, there's a great deal of flexibility there and range, because it takes place in her mind. So, you know, I remember for that specific number, Colleen found this beautiful 1920s portrait of this woman who was in these sort of strappy kind of I don't even know what you call it, sort of like a leotard type thing, but it was really risque. I mean, the clothes then were really unbelievably risque. The women, you know, rarely wore bras. It was short skirts. It was really a sort of a female empowerment time. And she found this great strappy kind of thing, and I think that was sort of became that actual photograph from the early 20s became sort of our idea for this number. And, you know, it's a very aggressive number. It's violent in a way, but still satirical, I think, too.
Yeah, let me be more blunt about the costumes. I mean, the women are wearing these, like, black leather straps.